Mezzas from Mizbuch, we begin Perek Shisha, the sixth chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Tumas Achon, the laws of the impurity as released to food items, the Sevatar and Book of Purity, which we continue the theme regarding the previous Perek, discussing the halachas of Yad and Shomer. In this Perek, we discuss that which is connected to food items. And Rambam gives halacha off regarding that of peels, of shells, hoygoizen, nuts, vashkedim, and almonds, shenistikokli pasen, if their shell cracked open, adayin huchibul oichel, still considered connected to the food item. Until you crush the shell. So it's still going to have halacha as a shomer until you crush and you break the shell, even though there's a crack. Halacha beis, beim mugugelas. Now, what sort of there's a soft-boiled egg, which is not so hard, but it's not let the liquid yet, but mishayikuv b'mokum l'gamamenu, when you make a hole in the shell where you could suck out the egg from, then the rest of the shell, even though it's intact, is not going to be connected to the food item because it doesn't protect the food item, the egg anymore, because it's going to all go through the hole. Now, ushluka, that which is cooked and a little bit more congealed, and you can't suck it out through a small little hole, klipasachibra, then the shell will be considered as connected. Achiratzis is a klipa until you crush, until you break the shell. Now, vimnisbala, but if let's you put spices, biklipasa, on its shell, which that's connecting the spices on the shell, and it gets absorbed into the egg through the shell. Afa b'shaditza kula, although all of it was crushed, chibra, it's connected because the person wants it to contain he wants the broken pieces of the shell to be the spiced part that it gets absorbed with the spices, so it actually wants it, so therefore it is going to be considered connected to the food item. Locha gimel, etzem shish b'moich, a bone that has marrow, which is the meat part that's inside the bone. Chibur achiratzitz. So that's going to be considered connected until you break the bone, and then it's not considered as connected anymore. Tzemesh b'roshei kvasim, the wool on the head of lambs, or v'seir shebeskanat yashim, or the hair on the beard of the goats. Afad b'shacharach ambur, even though they were singed in fire, harim chibur, they're still considered connected, achiyas litlish, until you start tearing them out. Lachadad contains regarding cutting of the food items, about what's considered connected and what's not. So kamfich agavim, the wings of locusts, for kaskase, dogum, and the scales of fish, af bishahever sakin alei, and even if you move the knife over them and started separating a little bit from the flesh, chibit is still considered connected, until you start peeling it. Harim and sheperod, regarding a pomegranate, where if they were separated, where the inside of the pomegranate has little containers, where the seeds that are eaten are attached to the shell, and when you dry the pomegranate, you shake it, so they get dislodged from the shell. So chibur, look at it attached, achiyakush labakon, until you hit it with a rod, where the shell is considered like a protector, as long as you didn't hit it with a rod, and therefore it's going to be considered connected. Halacha hey, hasharvitim shel tamarim, regarding the stalks of dates, which that in the branch that comes out from the branches of the palm tree, there's many of these stalks that the dates are hanging from. So in chibazelazeh, they're not considered connected one with the other. So let's say tumah touched one of them, the other stalks would not become tumah, even though they're all hanging from the same machbid, from the same branch from the palm tree. Lachavav melafafayin shechatochet, regarding a cucumber that was cut, but the cuts weren't separated, they still are a little bit connected on the bottom. When the sun al shulchan, the cucumber was put like this on the table, so chibit still considered attached. Achayask lefark, until you start taking it apart, separating the broken piece of one from the other. Hisch lefark, once you started disconnecting them, chaticha, so that piece of chol oilima, and whatever comes with it, is chibit considered attached, but vashar in the chibit, the rest that wouldn't come up with it, is not considered attached. Now pika tachtoina, the part where it sprouts from the reed, that lower part, chibul asim, is connected to itself, and the chibul chatichas is not considered attached to the pieces. If there was two or three cucumbers, each one of them will cut up, and they were put on the table, and he started eating from one of them. The one that he started with is connected, meaning all the pieces that are there, it's as if they're connected, but the rest is not connected. Even if he says, half I'm going to eat in the morning, half I'm going to eat in the evening, that half that he started with is connected, the rest is not connected, even the second half from the cucumber that he intends to eat right now. We don't say that, oh, since he intends to eat all the halves, it's as if he started eating it, and so if it's one piece, no, it wouldn't be considered connected to those other ones. Halacha zayin, machatach yirakis. If someone cuts a vegetable, a kiyitzim, lavashal, or things similar like that, to cook, that's his intention. Av bishalei medik vidal, so even if he didn't finish cutting it, and they're still connected a little bit, in the chibur, it's not considered connected, because he knows that the piece anyway is going to fall apart when he's cooking it, and therefore he's not interested in them being connected, and therefore it's not considered connected with the laws of tuma. Rather, if this part becomes tuma, the other part does not become tuma, even though it's still connected. Let's say he intended, however, he cut it for the purposes of pickling, or for light cooking, to put on the table, then it is connected, because he prefers that it can be taken at one time. And even if he started taking apart what he cut, it's still going to be considered as connected. We don't say that, oh, that revealed that he doesn't want the whole thing to be connected. Now, Halacha Ches continues and says, and therefore, any food item that was not yet taken apart, chibur is still connected, and therefore, if part of it becomes tamei, the rest is also going to become tamei. Halacha Ches, Eichel Shenifras, regarding a food item that split, but it's still connected a little bit to the other part. The nogar tummy ba'achem, and the tummy person touched one of them. Some ochas bezesh nogabai. If you grab a hold on the one that the tummy person, the part that the tummy person touched, v'asheni oyla ima, and the second part would come up with it. Hadizuchi, but that's considered connected. But the imkesh ochas bezat tummy might be. But if he's going to grab a hold of the part that became tummy and lift it up, yishomer achem yipol, the other part will fall off and get dislodged. Then in the chibur it's not considered connected. Rather, that other part is kenegei barishin shenitma. It's not becoming. It's not like as if it was touched by an av. It's like it was touched by a rishin that was tamei, and then that would then pass it on because it would touched it, but it wouldn't be considered as the original piece that was touched. Halacha yud kol eichalim, all food items shahayu olav eichlochin mechubarim hem, that the leaves or the stalks were connected to them. So isha dachla achiz ba'alam. So that which the norm is to grab a hold of the leaf, so oichas nois ba'alah, you grab a hold of the leaf. By kelach, if you grab it normally from the stalk, oichas nois ba'kelach, you grab it from the stalk. And therefore what? In nitla imay, if it will hang with it, that's considered connected for the laws of a tvul yam, which is someone who is tummy immersed himself that day before sundown. And we don't have to say that it will be considered connected for other tummas, because there are certain leniencies regarding tvul yam, but for this, it will be considered connected even for tvul yam. And v'chinim ha'yilayat, so let's say it had a handle. You grab a hold of it from its handle, and if the food item, when you lift up the handle, remains connected, that's considered connected. Now let's say ha'yilayat v'ala, let's say it had a handle and a leaf. So you can then test it out by holding it from any one of them that you want to. Let's say it did not have a handle, not a leaf. This is where they said, so that's what we said, that if you grab a hold of the tummy part, and the other part comes up with it, chibit's connected, but if not, in the chibit, then it's not considered connected, you'll grab a hold of that part. But if it has a leaf, then you'll grab it from the leaf, and you'll see if it stays connected, or from the handle. Lachin Av refers to connections that are mechanical connections. Hagoizen, nuts, shekitzasam bu'uktzehem k'shem rakam. If they were cut from their stalk, from their stem, when they were soft. But then they were tied together from their stems with a thread, one into the other, and like it's like as if there's a large rope full of nuts. And so let's say so do onions that were connected in that same way. So that's considered connected because they were connected with the intention of leaving it there like that for a long time. So it's considered mechuber. Hischel afark because nuts started disconnecting them by the nuts. Taking them apart from the onions, so then in the shachibur, then the rest is not considered connected, even though they're still technically connected like it was before. It's like as if they already are considered separate. And the fellow from the mea core, even if you had 100 core, which is a large amount, in kol mechibur, they're not considered connected. Because he already revealed his intention that he intends to dismantle them, even if they weren't all disconnected yet. Lachid beis kliya shel shum regarding braids of garlic, meaning those who would harvest the garlic, they would generally connect the leaves of the garlic that dried up, like braiding over here. Shanaflu mashkin al achemhem, where if let's say a beverage fell on one of these garlics, so who tummy? So only that garlic became hokshul kabotuma, susceptible to be mekabotuma, but the chiburai, the other garlics that are connected through that braiding, his tar is going to be pure. Why? Because we don't say for all purposes that a mechanical, humanistic, artificial connection to be considered as a connection when it wasn't connected for to be like that for a long time. And when they would breed the garlics, that was only a temporary connection. Let's say regarding an esrig that split, that was cut, but when stuck together with a spindle or a kesem or with a splinter, again, in the chibah, that would not make it considered connected as if it's one. Halacha Yud Gimel, Isa Shalasha B'mei Peiros, regarding a dough that was kneaded with fruit juices, not one of the seven primary juices, in the chibah, that also would not consider it connected, because there's nothing that can connect food items, and the shiva mashkim about only the seven liquids that are those that are machshirat l'kabal tamo. Halacha Yud Dalad, if someone crushes food items one and the other, b'kibtzim, they gather them together. Like, for example, dried figs, vatamarim and dates, vatamukin and raisins, shekibtzim, vason govecha, that he gathered them together and made it like, because they're sticky, into one entity. In the chib, it's not considered connected. And the fikach, therefore, igol shel dovela, where in Talmudic times they used to make these round cakes of figs, shenaflu mashkin tumeim amiktsas, let's say tumei liquid fell on part of that cake, you could just take whatever fruit that liquid fell on, and the rest can remain tar, because again, we don't consider that as chibra. Halacha tezvav, hatamarim v'agregres, regarding dates and dried figs, sheshlokon, if they were cooked, v'nasu oim, and they became like this one big glob, that's considered connected because that's already a permanent connection. Halacha tezayin, hazesim sha'atonim, regarding olives that were put into what's called the ma'atan, which is a type of a pit where they would put the olives that are ready to be squeezed out so that they become softened. So if they put the olives in this ma'atan, the nasu gushecha, they became like one entity. That's considered connected. Because in the beginning, in the son of the ma'atan, it wasn't put into this ma'atan, it was for the purpose of them to nourish one from the other, because individual olives don't really bring out the olive that's stored inside of them. But when they become one glob, and then the juices of the oil go from one olive to the other one, they gather into this recognizable entity, and then they can be pressed with the stones and the beam. So hence, that would be considered as a chibra. So if you find a dead crawling creature on this glob of the olives, and like we said, these are the olives that became one entity, one body. And even if it's just like that of a barley size of it, it's all tamish. It's all considered one entity. Now, let's say he had this pile of these olives, and he intends to go ahead and turn it upside down. Now, when you turn it upside down, it becomes dislodged. So, Kevin should talk about asiyasa. The moment you put that fork, that's peg inside that pile, although that there is these many globs before they were dislodged, they're not considered connected anymore, and if it touched one olive, the rest of the olives in the pile do not become tummy because his intention is to take them apart. Now, and if let's say when he turned it over, it actually, by itself, it got connected a second time, it became a pile, that's not considered connected, where after you remove the oil, a person not interested in being connected initially, when it happens without a distinct action from a person, that would not consider that as connected. Halach Yitzayin, Oichel Parud, a distinct food item, Shukulu Mekunis V'Davik Zebezeh, where they're all gathered together, and they're connected one to the other. So Ava B'She'in Nechibel Lishis Tamei, although it's not considered connected to become Tamei, in other words, if it touched one food in that pile, the rest would not become Tamei. And the inikul gofech is not considered like one body, like we explained in the lachiyah dalit. But hadeim mitzdarif likabeya, but it will combine for the shear of a egg size latamet to masachal machem to contaminate other food items, which it has to be a kabeya to contaminate them. Now vim loykinsa, but let's say he didn't gather them together. Lahadeim mafudid, rather they're still considered distinct. For example, kamaisikadeta, like a cooked pot of where the grains are cooked in the pot. They could still consider distinct by kidneys or legumes, then ain't mistarf, then they don't combine to contaminate other things, even if they're all tamei. Ashi kaptam yasim gurushaych, until they really gather them into one body. Another Ram continues regarding touching these gushim for the laws of tumah. Hayigushim har bezeh betzadzeh. Let's say there were these piles, that these solids, that many of them, one right on the side of the other one. And the primary category of tuma touched one of them. So how did he rishon? That pile, that gush, is a rishon. The pile right next to it is sheni, is a second degree. That's inside of the second one, the shlishi is a third degree. Inside of the third one is revi, is because each one is transmitting. It's not considered one entity, and each pile is one further down on that pole. Halacha yitches kikar shel truma, a loaf of truma shel rishon tuma, which was a first degree level of tuma. The hishach la'acheris. The word of hishach actually means biting, but it means that other lobes were connected to that dough. And the reason why it's called biting is because when you try to remove it, it like bites. It like removes some of the dough when you're disconnecting them. So kulam rishon. They're all going to be considered as a rishon l'tuma, not just the first one, because the biting makes it like it's connected. But Pedisha, when you then disconnect them, so Hedishan, the original one, remains a Rishon, but Vakulon, all the other ones, are Shnias, are considered a second degree level, because the Neshicha is not fully connecting like one solid, it remains Tumah even after you separate it. It only helps to go ahead, and when they're connected, if they were not disconnected yet, then it has then the Halacha as the first loaf, because it's connected to it. Let's say it was a second degree level, and other loaves were connected to it, then kulan shnias, they're all considered shnias. Peisha, once it gets disconnected, he shnia, again, the original one remains a shnia, but kulan shlishi, then the other ones, again, had only touched it, and they're 1 degree less, which is a shlishi. Let's say the original one was a third degree, and other ones were connected to it. He shlishis, the kulan tairis. Here in this case, actually, even when it's connected, the original one's going to be shlishi, but the rest are actually going to be tar. And this Ben Shapirsha, Ben Shalei Pirsha, whether they were disconnected, whether they were not disconnected. And the reason why that is because since the tumma of the first one is very light, because it cannot invalidate other things, so therefore it's not so strong to make the Neshicha, that which is connected, like as if it has a loch of Chibur, and if the other ones are going to be tar. Alach Yutas, Kikar Shal Truma, Neshcha Zubazib. There's loaves of Truma that are connected one with the other. Nitmas Achas Mem B'Sheretz. If one of the loaves become tummy from a Sheretz, Kulan Rishon, they're all considered as a Rishon. The Alpha Bishop Pirishu Achamakan. And even if they subsequently become disconnected from the one that the Sheretz fell on, because this is not the same thing as the biting of the previous halacha, because over here, all the loaves were considered fully connected, and therefore you don't lose that as long as the biting is going on. And even when it's disconnected, it's like as if the Sheretz fell on them. Nitmas Achas B'mashkin Tamei. Let's say one of them became tummy from a tummy liquid. Kul and Shnias, they're all going to be considered as secondaries, even if they subsequently separate. Let's say one of them became tummy from a hand, which is considered like a sheni. Kul and shlishi is all considered as a shlishi, and even though they're disconnected, and the reason is, unlike the previous one, which they weren't guf echad, they were just attached to that rishon, here they became tummy together, it's like one body at the time of the tumma, and hence even once it's disconnected, it will still retain that tumma.